Today, President Bush responded to questions about an issue that assumed sudden prominence in Washington this week. The Justice Department has now begun a formal investigation of a reported leak from the Bush administration revealing the identity of an undercover CIA operative. The leak was published in a column by Robert Novak in July. Outside a meeting with business leaders in Chicago today, the president condemned the leak. He said he would do all he could to bring anyone responsible to justice.
I don't know of anybody in my administration who leaked classified information. If somebody did leak classified information, I'd like to know it, and we'll take the appropriate action. And this investigation is a good thing.
The operative exposed by the leak is the wife of former Ambassador Joseph Wilson. Wilson was sent by the administration to check out rumors that Iraq tried to buy raw uranium in the African nation of Niger. He returned from his mission to discount the rumors, undercutting the administration case against Iraq. Today, Attorney General John Ashcroft confirmed that the Justice Department is using its own personnel to investigate rather than appointing an independent counsel.
The prosecutors and agents who are and will be handling this investigation are career professionals with extensive experience in handling matters involving sensitive national security information and with experience relating to investigations of unauthorized disclosures of such information.
Joining us now to discuss all this is NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, walk us through this complicated story, if you could, which began last July with a report by the longtime columnist Robert Novak.
Right. Novak's column mentioned Ambassador Wilson and named his wife as a CIA operative. He cited senior administration sources. There was a brief flap over that revelation at the time. It came up at White House briefings. The press secretary said the White House wasn't involved in the leak. And really, it didn't get a whole lot of traction over the summer, but it reemerged this weekend. The CIA has asked Justice to investigate. On Friday, that investigation got underway, we now know. And of course, the White House had to react yesterday, denying charges, specifically that top presidential advisor Karl Rove may have somehow condoned the leaks.
But yesterday, the president did not comment on any of this. Any surprise today that he decided to take this question on?
Well, he left it to his press secretary yesterday. Today, it was a bit of a surprise, but I think the message he wanted to get across is that he's cooperating, that he takes it seriously, and to express confidence in the Justice Department.
Now, there's pressure on all sides for the pursuit of this probe. Where's that pressure coming from?
From the CIA and, of course, from Democrats in Congress. They today called again for a special counsel in place of the Attorney General. New York Senator Chuck Schumer said justice is just too close to the White House, and he uses this chronology as an example. White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez was informed by Justice at about 8:30 last night about the investigation. He was told that staff should be notified to preserve all materials that in any way might be related. Gonzalez asked if he could wait till morning to send out that memo, and the Justice official he spoke to said morning would be fine. Senator Schumer today seized on that. He said that's why an independent counsel is needed. This is a sensitive matter, a serious matter. There shouldn't have been that 12 hours lead time, and he says it's really critical that the special prosecutor come in.
And can there still be an independent counsel? The old law expired quite a while ago.
It's expired, but the Attorney General could still name one. But right now, he's comfortable with prosecutors at the Justice Department. But that could change, they say.
And at this point, Don, there seems to be no evidence that the leak came from the White House itself.
Right. We can't say for sure at this point. Ambassador Wilson has pointed to the White House, as have some media reports. But Novak, in his column, has only said that his sources were two senior Bush administration officials. So that description goes beyond just the White House.
Don, thank you.
Thank you.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne.